The Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last spring has cleared the way for individual states to write their own laws banning abortion. That includes Tennessee. Many view that state's ban as the nation's strictest, as it contains no explicit exceptions for when the procedure would be allowed. One state senator says he would like to see the law changed to offer clear exceptions for rape, incest, and when the pregnant patient's health is at risk. But audio obtained by ProPublica shows that anti-abortion activists are not ready to give ground yet and may even be looking to regulate IVF and contraceptives. Well, we recently spoke with ProPublica's Kavitha Serrano, who's been reporting on this story. Here's some of what she had to say.
So we were able to hear a call of a strategy session between national anti-abortion lobbyists and the Republican lawmakers in Tennessee who will be deciding changes in the next session. They advise lawmakers to bring forth the stories of women who have had pregnancies due to sexual assault. One of the speakers used the term hide behind the skirts of those women in order to argue against a rape and incest exception. Of course, there should be room to have discussion about people's personal experiences, but this is in defense of a law that would give no one a choice what they would do in that situation.
Perhaps equally eye-opening to what you've just said, there was an almost immediate discussion of somewhere down the road pushing restrictions on IVF, on contraception. Can you tell me a little more about that?
A lawmaker asked about how to respond to questions about IVF or contraception. And to explain, IVF, it's a fertility treatment that generally involves creating multiple embryos. Some of them may ultimately be discarded. The morning after pill is emergency contraception that prevents pregnancy if taken soon after unprotected sex. And the anti-abortion movement would like to see both banned or tightly limited because they believe those procedures amount to terminating human lives. The lawmakers have been receiving a lot of questions about this because the definition of an unborn child in Tennessee's law starts at fertilization. So on the call, we heard one of the representatives from a national anti-abortion group say, you know, maybe your caucus will get to a point next year or 2 years from now, and you might want to talk about IVF then, but I wouldn't advise you to talk about that in the context of the current law. So it gave us a hint of where the goals are of the anti-abortion movement.
And perhaps a reminder that the removal of Roe v. Wade as the law of the land for some of these advocates is really just the beginning, not an end point.
They made that clear on this call that they're very aware that Tennessee's law has no exceptions and they see this narrow way of writing the law as a positive thing and they would prefer to see that expanded, not changed. To give you a sense of how suspicious these groups and lawmakers are of doctors, one of the lawmakers on the call asked if they might be able to use data from the Department of Health to track doctors who provide abortions under this narrow Save the Life of the Mother defense. The idea being that they could investigate any doctors who provided more of those and check that they were truly necessary to save the pregnant patient's life.
Kavitha Serrano, she's a reporter with ProPublica, and she joined us on Skype. We're talking about the very strict abortion ban now in place in Tennessee.